New Year's resolution time. Promise to eat better, exercise more. And then we look outside and think, it's winter time. How am I going to do that? And then for those of you who have been into a regular routine, sometimes you think the winter months, you know, I got more clothes on. People can't see what's happening to my body. Maybe I'll take some time off. But it's really not a good idea to do that. And to talk about that, we have with us Dr. Derek Van Amerongen, who joins us this morning. Derek, did I get your last name right? I didn't quite get
it. You did. Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Thanks.
So you are with Humana, and let's talk a little bit about some of the things of we know, I guess people know that you should eat right and exercise, but knowing it and doing it are two different things, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is a tough time of year. It's cold outside. You know, we're having a rough couple of days right now with this cold snap. It's dark. And I think one of the biggest challenges is the holidays come and totally disrupt all of our routines for a couple of months. And then it makes it even more of a challenge now in January to get back on track.
So what tips do you have for us to kind of keep in that mode even during these winter months?
Well, there are lots of tips that people can use to help get back on track and to stay on track. One of the things that I might suggest is, first and foremost, get a goal and write it down. Once you've put something on paper, it becomes a lot more real, and now you've got something that you can work towards, you can track your progress, and it becomes something that becomes part of your daily activity and part of your routine. Another idea is to try something new. If you've never taken a class before, take a class. Having that peer pressure can actually be a really good thing, because now you know you've got to show up at Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, and you've got that motivation to make sure that you do it. Another idea is to do something different. If you've never, say, done bowling, or you've never taken a yoga class, doing something out of the routine is a way to spice up your activity a little bit, to kind of add a little interest, and now you've got something else to put into your repertory of what you're doing to be more active.
Let's talk about age for activity. I guess any age, anyone should stay active. Many times when you get older, though, you start moving less. Maybe you got little aches and pains that prevent you from wanting to do something. What do you have to say to the seniors out there who want to still exercise?
Well, that's such an important question, and I think that the message nowadays is that regardless of age, physical activity is important for everybody. Now, before any of us, particularly seniors, get involved in a new routine or new habit, it's really important to touch base with your doctor and make sure that you've got his or her advice and recommendations. But once you've done that, then the challenge is to find a program and routine that's going to work for you. There are lots of things that we can do regardless of age, and I think the bottom line is, how do we make sure we're building activity into our daily routine? Like I said, bowling is a great activity, particularly for seniors. One of the things that every community has nowadays is malls that have early hours for mall walking. It's a great way to get that physical activity, be inside on a cold day like this, and by being active, you're going to make sure that you're maximizing your quality of life. You're really laying the groundwork, not just for feeling better today, but really improving the next years of your life, which is really what having a healthy outlook on life is all about.
You also want to impact your diet, though. I mean, what you eat, you can exercise all you want to be active, but if you're still eating improperly, you're kind of defeating the purpose of, you know, doing that. As far as it, what can you have to say? I guess we come off of this holidays, and I still have some fridge full and some tables full of, you know, items, and I think, well, I got to start eating those instead of getting rid of them. But it's kind of, you know, I don't know whether I should pull away from that or not.
Well, and you're absolutely right, and that's one of the challenges that the holidays really present. I think a lot of this boils down to common sense. You know, I think most people know what good things are to eat and the things we probably should try and avoid. And also it goes back to this idea of creating a goal. If you know that your goal is for this year to make sure that you're including fruits and vegetables with every meal, that's something that's very achievable, as opposed to saying, well, in 4 weeks I'm going to lose 10 pounds. That's not necessarily actually realistic. But if we're building this in, again, to our daily routine, if we're understanding the things that each of us needs to do to make those important lifestyle changes, they're very achievable, and those are very realistic expectations. Again, always talk with your doctor, but what we're really talking about is not things we're going to do just for a few weeks or a month or two, but really basic and usually very simple changes that will last for years to come.
What they call lifestyle changes, so that we become
second
nature to what we do. And I think those goals you talk about, in some sense, they do need to be somewhat specific, so they're not sort of a general goal. You need to be able to have something that you're measuring so you know that you're actually reaching towards that, right?
Exactly right. And again, the kind of things such as I will make sure that I have two fruits or vegetables with every meal. Very specific, but very doable. And, you know, the kind of challenge that we sometimes fail at is when we either are not specific enough, as you said, or we try and create something that just is not realistic. But that's where it's important to make sure we get the information we need, and there's lots of sources for that, including our physicians. But once we do that, let's create that goal. Like you said, let's make it specific, and let's make it the kind of thing that we can stick with over time.
I've heard also not to make it a negative goal, but more of a positive one. Instead of saying, I won't eat as much sweets, you'll say, I'll eat more fruits and vegetables. It's kind of a more different mindset to that.
You know, you're so right. And so much of this really boils down to the kind of motivation and perspective that each one of us needs to have. And turning that negative into a positive is a great way to approach this. Rather than say, I can't eat this, how about saying, I choose to eat that? And that way, you're not looking on this as something that is almost like a punishment or something that's punitive, but rather something that's enhancing your life.
Well, if people want to find out more, we've talked a bit this morning, but if they have other information they want to find out, where is a good place for them to get some details on this?
Well, a great place to go is humanavitality.com. We have an entire site full of great tips and information on all the things we've talked about, a lot of strategies people can use to make those changes, and the kind of insight I think that each one of us is going to benefit from as we say, what are we going to do to make a difference in 2014?
Sounds really good. Dr. Derek Van Amerongen, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate the advice. We very much.
Have a great day and stay
thanks.
Warm.
You too.